Let Lita take you on a journey of faith, life, travel, and interior design. Take your life out of the status quo and into 2020. Status Life with Lita is brought to you by Status Home Design and by the Law Office of Derek M. Hayes at 404-777-HURT.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Status Life with Lita on Business Radio X. We are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. On every episode of Status Life with Lita, we take you on a journey of faith, life, travel, and interior design. We want to take your life out of the status quo and into 2020. My name is Derek Hayes, and it's my pleasure to introduce the star of the show, Miss Lita Brooks. Good afternoon, Lita.
Good afternoon, Derek, and good afternoon to all my listeners.
Yeah, great to see you again. Great
Thank you to be back in
the studio. And before we begin, a quick reminder that Status Life with Lita is brought to you by Status Home Design, your one-stop shop for all your home and gift needs, and by the Law Office of Derek M. Hayes. Injured in Georgia, make the right call to the Law Office of Derek M. Hayes at 404-777-HURT. Well, before we start, I want to do a recap. We like to recap things.
Yes.
And we recently wrapped up that three-week series on better health and weight loss. Terrific series. Lots of wonderful advice. I know for me, it's been life-changing.
For me too, which was the whole point. We took our listeners through a fantastic journey. We had Miss Crystal Ledwith as a guest for all three. She is a nurse practitioner focusing in women's health, but my goodness, what she brought to our male listeners, that was very unexpected for me, is how much just information overall. This is not just a women's issue, right? I put myself out there and started talking about I wanted to drop some weight and some physical things that I was feeling specific to stress and not exercising. And it was pretty eye-opening for me, but also for you.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like I was in the hot seat nonstop, but
yeah,
also too, you know, the things I learned really keyed around the eating habits, the sleeping habits, my blood pressure issue, which I know we've mentioned has been with me since I was a sophomore in high school. So it's been a lifelong thing. I've been medicated, but nonetheless, I'd still prefer to be able to control it a lot more naturally and better than I have. We also, too, had the whole sweet tea and Coke lecture, which, as you've said, I know in those podcasts, I get the stink eye every now and then when I order that.
Yeah, well, that would be, you can't order that around me anymore.
Yeah,
because I know just how bad it is. It's pure sugar. But again, she really broke down the habits behind that and what we thought was just something about you. I would call it maybe one of your quirks, how much water you drink at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh, well, okay, that's just something about Derek. But that's actually because you're not drinking enough during the day and because you're going to lunch. And I'm focusing on you, but it could be every man listening or every woman listening, and that's your husband who drinks 2 and 3 sodas at lunch because there's free refills, or that's your habit, like I said. To anyone listening that can relate. So just realizing that there is absolutely no health benefit to that, and it, you know, the long-term detriments.
Yeah, and talking to my guy buddies, they all said the same thing.
I know.
Your answers were my answers.
Yep.
And so, and like even Crystal said, I'm every guy. And I mean, that's a compliment, but it's also too to my detriment because the sleeping habits are terrible. It's one of those things where the nightly routine is not a routine. It's sometimes a little bit before midnight, sometimes a little bit after midnight. But nonetheless, I'm trying to correct those behaviors. And with your help, you know, you and I have gone to restaurants since we've done these podcasts, and I catch both of us. So what are you going to order?
Right.
No, what are you going to order?
I'm almost afraid to order something maybe a little on the junk food side, and you're getting a salad, and it's like, oh, man, he's listening to Crystal.
Yeah, well.
And I need to, too. But I think overall, and maybe our listeners, if you're catching us for the first time, we're saying this. And maybe you need a little bit of background information to know that Derek and I are a couple. So we're going into this We are business partners in some endeavors, but yet we are in a relationship. So going out to eat and building a lifestyle together is something that is happening very naturally. So I want to speak to, we're talking about the recap, your sleeping habits, which are getting much better.
They are. They
so
really
I know
are.
Crystal's going to listen, and to all the listeners who are following how we're doing this, this is a little bit of praise here, that this is something that you're really taking control of and making a conscious effort, and you're getting a lot more sleep.
Well, to some extent, it has to do with turning off the electronics.
Yes.
Not watching TV at bedtime. Reading, that was one of the suggestions she's had. So I've been reading more frequently, not every night, but
a lot more. And well, there's not a TV on.
Right. And, yeah. And actually physically getting in the bed at a decent hour. That was also one of my issues. It's getting to the bed and getting in the bed and staying in the bed, as opposed to getting up and doing 15 dozen chores around the house or watching the next show on TV.
I do feel like I yell at you, and I yell at you with love.
No.
Because I will say, what a couple nights ago, I wasn't feeling super well. I wasn't 100%. And I wanted to go to bed real early, almost in the, 9:30, 10 o'clock, which is early for me. And I remember you had work. You had a big file in front of you. And I kind of gave you the finger, don't stay up too late. Don't stay up too late. But you didn't. You know, you went to bed nice and early, and I just see a change in that. And I'm real pleased, because you do have high blood pressure. So I was very worried that getting 3 to 4 hours on a good night was really putting too much strain on your heart and on your body.
And also, too, watching the frequency of eating, in the sense that I would skip breakfast, I would skip lunch, sometimes even skip dinners. And so with that being said, there was not a routine to the eating. And of course, Crystal stressed the fact that you've got to have those routine meal times. You've got to not only have a routine meal, but you got to make smart food choices when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of changes have you specifically found yourself doing, either consciously or unconsciously?
You're taking yourself out of the hot
seat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? You just switched that right there.
Yeah, well, it is status
well,
life.
That's right. I need to be in the hot seat. Well, you're not going to listen to all that advice and go through it without making some conscious changes. I am using the app. I am cataloging everything I'm eating, which is forcing me to put better food choices in my mouth. My biggest problem, I've talked about this, is I will have my coffee, I will get busy at work, I will basically skip breakfast, I will skip a snack, I will skip lunch because it's too late. By the time I actually eat, it's anywhere between 2 and 4. And then I overeat, and I eat all the wrong things, too much cheese, chips, anything. I mean, you're just starving by that point. So, and I will do it. I can slip back into that bad habit just one day to the next. It's so easy for me. So my biggest takeaway is absolutely that lifestyle change of, even if I have my coffee, make that protein shake, pack a snack. It has to be the meal prep. Now, that doesn't mean I'm cooking a whole meal. I'm not. It just means I'm grabbing some healthy choices and throwing them in my purse for snacks. Me getting hungry is the worst thing that can happen to me. So shake, snack, dinner. Or shake, snack, lunch, decent lunch, snack, even if I need it, sometimes I don't, and then a shake for dinner.
And but a lot of that is centered around the Isogenics program.
Too. Yes, that is true.
So
we talked about
that
in the shakes. They really help me regulate. And I need that. That is the 100% reason that system works for me. I know there's a million different things out there that people try. I'm a vegetarian, so keto is not going to work for me. There's all a million, you know, the fasting. I love the fasting because I don't eat, but I'm not doing it healthy.
Well, again, I see differences in what you've done over this period of time with the series of shows with Crystal and like I said, with me as well, which is great. But I know that's not the only thing that we're going to touch on through this Better Lifestyle series. I know there's some other things. So give us a little input on what's coming.
There is a lot to cover. So mind, body, soul, those three words right there, they encompass everything that makes up our health, right? So I've done this at different points in my life, and that's not what we're going to talk about today, but using exercise and wellness to combat anxiety, to combat depression. I've got a fantastic guest coming on that this was life-changing for her. And I know so many people, men and women, that suffer and they take medication. And yes, that absolutely can be necessary, but it can also be really necessary to move, to walk, to eat better, to just fundamentally take care of your body and put good things in it. And along those lines, mind, body, soul, what about our spiritual health? Are we nurturing that just as much as we're taking care of our body? It is all encompassing. And so again, we've really touched on the body and the nutrition and the exercise component. Last series, we touched on the hormones and genetics and how that all plays into it. But that's all the body. We've got to touch on the mind, and we've got to touch on the soul.
And I know you have some great guests coming up to cover.
Absolutely,
those too.
Yes. I am finding the creme de la creme of guests to come on this show.
It's your contact sheet, or what, you know, it used to be the Rolodex. It's now your contacts and your cell phone.
Yes. I'm very blessed with a lot of people in my life that will make fantastic guests. They have great stories, yeah. And maybe that's my tribe, right? You're like attracts like. So I just have all these real strong, amazing women and men around me, you included, Derek.
Well, thank you.
Of course,
thank
can't
you.
Leave him out. You're at the top of the list. And yes, so we've got a lot coming up.
Storytellers and very insightful people.
Yes.
In all those areas. So I want to talk about today. Let's go ahead and do that. So what do we want to dive into today?
Well, I thought today I have got so many questions that are coming through both the website and my social media channels. So I've compiled some of the questions. We could be on this podcast for hours if I gave them all to you, but I've taken some of them that I think are really relevant. And not that they're all relevant. Oh my gosh, someone who submitted one that I'm not going to read is going to say it's not relevant. I meant relevant to the last series that we
Correct.
Wrapped up, and
right.
to those of you who are listening,
the
I will get to all your questions. I promise. I probably shouldn't have said it like that. So anyway, today is going to be Q&A. So I've given you, Derek, some of the questions, you're going to start, and then these are, you know, not scripted answers. I'm just going to give the answers that come to me.
So some of these I know are centering around the health and wellness series. It looks like the first one, at least, is from that. It says,
okay.
And I'm going to skip to the question. This is Julie from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm going to read this verbatim. It says, I have loved your entire healthy living series. I, too, have weight to lose and hate formal diets. I'm considering isogenics, but I feel my real issue is exercise. I've heard you talk about your busy schedule, and I can definitely relate. I'm a working mom, too. Have you been able to fit exercise in? And if so, what is working for you?
Well, thank you, Julie. She must have listened to that show where I was pulling my hair out about not being able to exercise. I love to exercise. I've been an avid runner, and that is past tense, because what happened in my life is just lack of time. When I used to run, my kids were a lot smaller. You put them in the baby jogger and you just do laps around the park. That worked for me. And you would think that the older they get and they go to school, that is not the case. I now work full time. I own and run 4 businesses, and time for me is extremely limited. So answering that is a little bit of lead in that I think Julie knew, which is based on where the question came from. So let's answer it. Have I been able to fit exercise in? Yes. It is still not as much as I would like, but I have fit it in. I found a phenomenal physical trainer. She is a friend. She worked at a gym until COVID, and then she started doing driveway workouts. And man, she kicks my butt every time. It's 2 mornings a week. And these are everywhere now. I mean, tons of trainers are, I mean, you just have to reach out, find somebody. Even if you know somebody, what if it's just your neighbor and they're a friend? My point is you don't have to go and get some kind of formal training. I was lucky and I found a group of ladies and we work out in her driveway. It fits with my time schedule and I like it. But again, I have friends right now that are just working out in their driveways with people that live in their cul-de-sac.
And a lot of those folks post things on social media, too. So you can look at your friends.
Yeah.
Social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And you can find someone potentially, as you said, next door or right around the corner.
It's just a good tip. Of course, the gyms are back open. Go do whatever is at your comfort level. But getting up in the morning, 45 minutes. I don't have an hour. 30 minutes is too short. I found that little sweet pocket of time. Run over there, get a workout in, out. She holds me to 45 minutes on the nose, and I'm at work, and I've gotten it in. Well, that's only two mornings. My third exercise, I love, love, love to run, and I have been foregoing a morning of sleeping in, which is very rare for me to sleep in, so it's always a treat when I get to, but that third day of exercise is more important. So I have been meeting a girlfriend at the park, and I am not up to full running capacity yet, but we do a walk run, and it feels great.
Yeah, you're already doing about 5 miles, I think, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, that's my distance. Each time we do it, we set personal goals. All we want to do is run further than we ran the week before. With the weather lifting, the hot weather lifting, it's getting a little cooler. That will come naturally.
Sure,
you can always
sure.
run a lot better without running in this 90-degree Georgia heat. So,
and as someone who's run 50Ks, you're kind of putting that big toe back in the pool again, going from a 50K down to 5 miles. But I know you very well.
You always say that.
You're going to be running 8, 10, 15 miles in no time.
I'll work up to it. It's time. You know how long it takes to go out there and run 15 miles?
I would nod my head and say yes, but the answer is it would take me a long time.
It takes hours.
Yes.
Okay, that is not something that you're going to get up and run 15 miles in an hour, and that is my time constraint. And then you have to do the mileage to build up to that. So,
sure. No,
I'm not saying this with any high hopes that that's going to happen soon. But if I can get up, if I can do two high-intensity workouts that she lays out, like I said, I just show up and do what she tells me to do, and then I get one more day on the trails. I've got three. Yes, I need to add a couple more, and I will, maybe some yoga, but that's it. So thank you, Julie, for your question, and I hope I've given you guys some good tips. Again, busy is what I am, and realizing, though, with the weight creeping on and the stress sickness, I feel better.
Yeah, one of my favorite exercises you do that's a subtle way of getting some exercise in, and you've mentioned it in prior podcast, is walking around the store with your ankle weights.
I do. That's my cheat.
Yeah,
in a good way.
That's
my secret cheat.
Right.
Now it's going to be a lot easier because I can wear jeans. Do you know how silly I look all summer walking around status in my ankle weight?
Yeah.
But I'll do it. And people look at me and I'll say, wait till you see my legs.
Yeah.
You know, come bathing suit time. But I work on my feet. So it's a lot easier to put some ankle weights on and, you know, work a 6-hour shift.
Yeah,
helping
and you log
customers.
Some miles in walking around that store, too.
I can.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Okay.
This one is from Christina from Kennesaw.
Okay.
And she wrote, I've been following your health and wellness series, and I heard you and Crystal reference Isagenics, so I looked into it. It seems pricey, and I heard you say it's the same cost of your food. Here's the other thing. I love food. I'm a self-proclaimed foodie. I would like to drop some weight, but I love to cook and eat good food. Would I have to give this up to be on Isagenics?
No.
That was an easy, quick answer. Yeah.
You do not have to give that up to be on Isagenics. And that is one of the beauties. Can I say that? That's one of the beauties of this system is that you do not have to give that up. I love food. Derek loves food. I mean, you and I...
We both cook.
We cook. We love to go out to eat. We have our favorite restaurants. One thing about this system is it's really 80-20. It's 20%. You stay on it. You focus. You're taking these vitamins in the morning. You're putting pure health and nutrition in your body with the shakes. You're monitoring your calories, having these 100-calorie snacks. It's so simple if you just follow the program and you see the results so quickly. But you get to have a knife and fork meal at night. Now, every knife and fork meal doesn't have to be a gourmet foodie meal, but maybe you've eaten really well throughout the week and you've had your salads and your fish and you've done the program really well. Go eat on Friday night. Go have fun. You deserve it. If you're going to have some drinks, have some drinks. But, you know, you're going to feel a lot better waking up on Saturday morning because you've got the vitamins in you. And so, no, you absolutely do not have to give up the food that you love. You will monitor your portions. And you will not eat those big gourmet meals every night. But if you're telling me that you've got some weight to lose, that means you're probably not in optimum health. That means you probably don't need to be eating like that anyways every night.
And the price part of it. I know you mentioned this in the prior podcast, and that is that the amount of money spent on food through the week, when you start talking about snacks, a breakfast, a lunch, going out to lunch, dinners, then Isagenics, in the grand scheme of things, you're spending roughly the same amount, if not less, staying on a strict program. And that's it. That is true.
If you look at the original investment, it can be pricey. But these shakes are so high quality. There's nothing like them out there on the market. So it is your investment, but you're also not going to the grocery store. Of course, I still go for my kids. I have to make breakfast. I have to make lunch. It doesn't eliminate the grocery store, but my daughter loves these shakes. My son needs these shakes. There's protein bars. It's a whole system that works.
Yeah, and it's ideal. It's perfect for a busy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, Crystal would come in here and have her shakes.
I know.
On the way to the studio or even sitting here doing the podcast and still get in a lunch that would be sufficient. Now, to the next one. This is from a guy. This is from Jacob from Atlanta.
Okay.
It says, my wife and I listen to your podcast. We are considering Isagenix, but would like to know, what are the expectations with Isagenix? If we start, how soon can we start feeling and seeing results?
Okay, absolutely. And my best answer for this is not a one size fits all, right? This is a health and wellness program. I don't necessarily know what you have to lose. But what I will say is getting the system in your body, the results can be almost immediate. So you're going to take pictures, you're going to take your measurements, you're going to stick to the program. It is a 30-day money-back guarantee. That is huge. So by 30 days, you are going to see significant change in your body. Now, what I can't answer is what does that mean for every single person, because we're all at different body mass, we're all at different heights and weights. I don't know. What I have to lose may not be what Jacob has to lose, but I can tell you, you will start seeing results before 30 days are up. If you don't like it and you're not seeing anything and you've tried the program as hard as you can, send it all back.
And these are visible, measurable results.
I love the measuring
part. That's
the part,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
I love that measuring stick going around. So again, that's the only thing I can say, is it has a 30-day money-back guarantee. So the creators of Isagenix know that within 30 days, your skin is going to be more clear, your sleep is going to be better, your weight is going to be down, your pants are going to fit better within 30 days.
Yeah, and one point I want to make, because we've talked about this in a prior podcast, is the developer of Isagenix. That's an interesting story to me, why it was developed.
This came to me, kind of by accident. And for those of you listening to this possibly at the first time, I only have one kidney. I am a kidney donor. I gave my dad one of my kidneys about 3 years ago. So I'm very cautious about any kind of supplements I put in my body. I can't even take any kind of medications like ibuprofen. I needed something last night, and remember, I was worried. I'm extremely cautious about what goes into my body. So I did my research, and I had a friend who was using Isagenix at the time, and I reached out to her and I said, I don't know, this might be too heavy for my one kidney. And she said, you're not going to believe this, but the creator of Isagenix created this for his daughter who only had one kidney. And so I thought, okay, well then wow. And she sent me a video, and there's lots of information out there. I mean, that was just kind of how it came to me, like a little birdie. But I watched the video on the creator and really the system itself.
Yeah,
and
it's a terrific side story to it.
Yeah, yeah. It fits for me personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
This is an interesting question from Jill in Gainesville. This one, again, kind of playing off the healthy lifestyle and exercise. It says, I love to exercise, but during COVID, the gyms were closed. I'm not comfortable going back. I have a treadmill and exercise bike in the garage, but hate to bring it back in because they are so ugly. I think everybody agrees with that. It says, I've listened to your other design series, and I would love to know how to incorporate exercise equipment into the home without it looking like a gym for all to see. That's a great question.
Yes.
That is. That's a great question.
Yes, it is, Jill. Thank you. You're challenging my interior design skills here,
yeah,
right?
Playing on both parts.
Well, I would love to know your home, but I'm going to go off the top of my head and say, okay, first thing, do them back in. Can they stay in the garage? If you need your garage space, and maybe some of us do, there's not that ideal place, right? How many homes do you go in, especially me and tour, or when you're looking to buy, and you're like, oh, there's the there's the exercise bike in the bedroom. I mean, yeah, that's where we put these
back
things,
in the corner,
right?
Yeah.
And you have these big, ugly, black pieces of equipment kind of stuck all over the house. So this really is an ideal question. What I would say is it possible to work out in the garage? That is a perfectly acceptable place. Even if it's hot or if it's cold, so be it. Mm-hmm. Let it be hot or let it be cold. That's like working out in the elements. If it's cold, your body's working that much harder. If it's hot, you're sweating that much more. It's
sure.
a good thing. Lift that garage door and run on your treadmill. If that's not an option, let's say you need your garage space, you've got two cars that have to go in there, of course a basement, but that's probably not why you're asking me this question. If you have a space that seems ideal to put it, I'm guessing that you probably just have some guest rooms and not an ideal spot to put this piece of equipment. So I would say let's put it in a room that if you have guests over is going to be seen the least. If that room is your bedroom, so be it. Treadmills can usually fold up. Maybe you can push it against the wall. You hate to use closet space on a treadmill, but in reality, there's not a really, really good place to put it. If you have a sitting room, maybe designate that sitting room, and I meant attached to the master. You could make it a little workout space, maybe put the mat down, maybe hang a mirror, try to kind of cohesively make it look like a little exercise corner. That can help kind of designate its purpose in your house. So instead of a sitting room that you never use because you always sit in the living room, make it a little exercise nook. People don't think about that. You think about the equipment. Well, build some stuff around it. Put up a little whiteboard. Put up a TV or whatever you need. So really make the space functional for the piece of equipment. And if that just doesn't sit with you, again, I've given you leaving it in the garage, working out there, perfectly acceptable, making a little exercise nook. You could always take over your guest room. Nowadays, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I have seen it. There are fantastic Murphy beds that they make now. These are high end, high quality. We just saw them at High Point last year, mm-hmm. and they fold up and they look like a wall entertainment unit. And so you could basically make an exercise room and put that Murphy bed up. And if you're having company, get that exercise equipment in the closet and drop that Murphy bed and poof, you've got a dual purpose room.
Yeah, and I'm going to steal one of your secrets. You do yoga, and you'll have the mat that you'll roll up and stick in the coat closet.
Yeah, I do yoga in the foyer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it. So when I come by the house and there's a yoga mat in the foyer, I know full well. She's been doing yoga.
I don't have a lot of space. I don't. I have the absolute most perfect little home. I love, love, love my home so much. But my nook and my master is my home office. Mm-hmm. And because I have so many businesses, I have already outgrown that home office. I got a lot of files. I got a lot going on. I've got a few desks. Everything is a few computers. I'm busy. So I exercise in the foyer.
Yeah, those are some great tips. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Very interesting question. All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
This one is from Brooke in Smyrna. It says, when do you start putting up fall decor?
Oh, I get this question a lot.
We've gone from health and wellness to the decor.
Well, they're challenging my design skills, and I love it. I love it. Thank you, Brooke. Well, let's see. Today is September 16th. My own personal rule of thumb, I like to put up the fall when the kids go back to school. Here in Georgia, they're going back to school in early August. I feel like it's way too hot. I'm not ready to get rid of my summer decor. I like September 1st, and that is my own personal. I like it as far as my store is concerned. It is 100 degrees here in August. It's, mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel like fall. Fall has its own feel.
It's kind of like right after Labor Day.
Yes. Yes. September.
Sure.
September to me is right on the money. But this goes both ways, okay? Because we put up fall decor, but what if you want to decorate for Halloween? So I'm going to take Brooke's question a little bit further. So bring out your pumpkins, bring out the fall table runners, bring out your dried florals. Those are all coming out for fall.
When you say bring out the pumpkins, you don't mean like the jack-o'-lanterns?
That's not what I mean.
Okay, you mean the decorative pumpkins, correct?
The women know what I mean. Yes, yes.
Okay.
The decorative pumpkins, and not even the real pumpkins. Those probably aren't going to come out till October when we go to our pumpkin patches and we do the porches, decorate the porches. No, I mean bring out all your fall decor, either around Labor Day or the 1st of September. Halloween is not coming out at the 1st of September. So those of us who have little kids, they want to see Halloween decor. Let them have it. They're only going to be little for a few years. It pains me to do it too, but it makes them so happy. Every year my kids just paint my front yard in Halloween decor.
Yes, they do. It looks great though.
It's so fun.
It's entertaining.
And it's so fun.
Yes.
And again,
and they
they're
enjoy
only
it.
Right. And they're only, I mean, my son's probably not even going to trick or treat this year because he's kind of crossed into that middle school thing. So let them have it. Halloween decor, of course, is not coming out until October 1st. So we've got fall decor coming out September 1st. That is different from Halloween decor. Mm. Okay. Anything spooky, scary, Halloween themed, that can come out on October 1st, and you're taking it down on November 1st and keeping the fall up or adding. We always do a lot. Getting ready for Thanksgiving, especially if you're going to host, the store gets an influx of customers. We as designers, we are working our tails off in the month of November, getting ready for people that are hosting in Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. what you put out in September, if you do Halloween or not, that's fine, but you're going to add a whole nother layer on November 1st.
And then almost immediately go from that to, as you said, Thanksgiving, and then suddenly it's Christmas. That transition time is very quick.
And now we are taking Thanksgiving down the weekend after Thanksgiving and getting Christmas up.
Yes. In fact,
not everybody. They're like, no, that's too early. But the majority is getting ready for Christmas the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all over the place.
We have extended that holiday.
I saw my first Christmas commercial today. Earlier today, I saw a
Disney
World Christmas commercial. Correct.
Wow.
It's going to Disney at Christmas time.
Maybe they're trying to get some people down there.
I guess it's a completely different topic, but I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
We're already getting Christmas
wow.
commercials now. So, yeah, the transition is very quick for all that. All right, we have time, I think, for one last question.
Okay, great.
This one I've grabbed. It's from Jennifer in Decula. It says,
that's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, exactly. So this may be a customer as well.
Someone
who knows you, knows the store. It says, I'm looking to redo several rooms in my home. I listened to your decorator/designer series, and I learned a lot. If I decide to hire you or one of your designers from your firm, what can I expect? That is a great question.
Excellence.
Yeah.
There you go. We're done. I'm just kidding.
Great question. Quick answer. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, Jennifer, you're from Decula, so I hope you've been in Status Home Design. What can you expect? The process works like this. We will set up an appointment. Normally, if you're going to redo rooms in your home, the appointment is going to be set at your home. At this point, unless you've seen the store, there's probably not a whole lot of need for you to be there. We need to come to you, and we need to take a look at your space. We're going to go over the scope of work. We're going to talk about everything. Are we doing a massive change? Is this going to be remodeling and construction involved? Or is this just more on the decorating aspect where we're going to be talking colors and maybe changing out some light fixtures and that kind of thing? So that's really going to go into the scope of work. Then that's when we go to work. So it is time for us to go back to the drawing board, and we put together the presentation. So we're going to take all the notes that we had at our consultation with you, and we're going to basically build your storyboards. We're going to build the concept of your home, and you'll always have multiple choices. We bring a few different looks based on what you've said. Either one concept for the whole house, or maybe this could be one way that we go for this room, choice A, and then this is choice B. And we're going to talk through that. So then we're going to set up a second meeting, and that's where we'll do our presentation. So we're going to show you all of our ideas. We're going to go through the cost of everything. Hopefully, we've talked about budget in the first meeting, so we really have an idea of where you want to be, and we'll try to keep you within those constraints. And then if everything's a go, you love what we've presented, we're all on the same page, then we take a retainer. And we start calling our subcontractors, get the construction work in. We place orders, especially for furniture. Everything is extremely backlogged these days with what's going on in the world. It's very, very, very hard to get furniture at this moment in time. Hopefully that won't be the case in a few months. We're all
right.
Hoping COVID lifts.
Assuming everything
right?
lives completely correct.
Give it some positive energy there. But anyway, so that is how it works. We order the things we need to order, especially if we're ordering furniture. We want to get that right away, and we want to start. If we need, if we're doing paint work, if we need to order light fixtures, if we're doing flooring, we start running the subs through, and we organize the job timeline, get the install dates in. It's wonderful. It's seamless, and we'll have our big reveal day, and we want tears in your eyes. So that's what we go for every time is tears.
And Jennifer, happy I'm going to add my...
Not sad tears, happy tears.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exciting, wonderful tears.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer, I'm going to add my 2 cents to that. She had done some amazing things at my home. When she and I met, she came in and kind of looked at it and said, okay, this needs work. And it looks phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Paint colors to furniture to... I learned what my style is.
What? Tacky sports decor?
Eclectic.
That was your old style.
Eclectic.
I got rid of that.
Yeah, well, sports memorabilia, all kinds of really cool arcade games and things of that nature.
That's what Derek likes. But no, Derek was a very challenging client, and
yes. It
was a big project.
Yes,
but
it
we
was.
Tackled it, right?
Right
and
right.
It's beautiful. So it can be done.
Like I said, I've seen the results, and they're phenomenal.
Well,
not just mine,
you.
but I've also, too, been able to see other projects she's done, and not only Lita, but all the designers and decorators she has working for her, especially the designers, are amazing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't want to toot my horn. I've been doing this a long time. I love interior design. That's why I started Status, and now the brand has grown into something I could never have imagined. But I have a large team, and those are the ones I really want to give props to. We have two new, one is a design assistant. The girls are so busy, and we now brought on someone just to assist. And I've also hired a brand new interior designer, phenomenal in her skill set. So we are growing by leaps and bounds because the demand for work is there. So Jennifer, I hope you will consider us. I hope we'll come in, call, reach out. Let's set that appointment. And I hope I gave you kind of what you wanted to hear.
Well, tell everybody else how to get in touch with you. Let's go ahead and touch on
sure.
Social media, website, all that good stuff.
Yes, and if I didn't get to your question, it is relevant, and I promise I will.
There's still a stack here. We'll get to the rest of those
there
later.
Is, and I love the questions. This needs to be very interactive. So let's start with everything is Status Life with Lita. That is the blog, the podcast. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Just send me a message there. Easy breezy, Status Life with Lita. I do have a large retail store outside of Atlanta. You're always welcome to come shop. If you've been listening to the podcast, please tell me or whoever's at the front. I have a large staff that works the front end of Status. They are phenomenal in what they do. But please give us a shout and say, hey, I'm here and I listen to the podcast. We love the feedback and our listeners. So that is Status Home Design. Now, we just got finished talking about my interior design firm, Status Design Studio. But I want to talk about the Status Market. Oh my gosh, I have so much Status. It's so fun. Okay, so the Status Market is my online retail store, and it's taking off.
Right, the newest endeavor.
Yes, and on Tuesday nights, I do live sales events with my partner. Her name is Dina. She is phenomenal. She is handling all things for this new retail site. So what we're doing in these, if you love this podcast and you're learning a lot, I'm going to point you to this live because we're not just selling merchandise. We're taking very specific things. We've done coffee table decor. We've done bookcases. We had a special guest last night, and Dina and the special guest focused on florals and botanicals. So not just buying the picks and stems, mm-hmm. but how to put them together. Amazing.
Even and fireplace hearths.
Yes, we've done the hearth. Everything that you see in the live, you can purchase, and yet we're teaching you how to pull it all together. So again, very interactive. You can ask questions directly on the live. You find that live on Status Market on Facebook.
I encourage everyone, check out that website, check out that Facebook page, check out that Instagram page.
The camera work is phenomenal.
Well, yeah, thank you, of course. I don't know if there is an Emmy nomination for
holding
Facebook
a camera
live videos
while we do a live
on an iPhone, but I guess I would be in for the nomination.
Well, I told you, listeners, that Derek and I are also business partners. So Derek helps me, and he hosts this podcast, which is phenomenal. And Derek does the camera work for our Status Market Lives. So you are involved, and you have a booth in Status.
Yes, I do.
You're just involved in every aspect.
Well, it's intertwining every part of our life.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
That's the wonderful part. Well, thank you again so much for listening and joining us. Yeah, I know. It's amazing how quick it seems like it's gone.
But, well, thanks everybody for listening. Let me thank everybody for your questions. I really appreciate this. Keep them coming. Again, we've got more that we're going to tackle. We talked about that. We're going to go deeper into mind, body, soul. We've got mind and soul and fantastic guests. So thank you. Thank you for listening.
Well, Status Life with Lita is presented by Status Home Design and the law office of Derek M. Hayes. Don't forget that you can enjoy any of our episodes anytime by visiting businessradiox.com, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Status Life with Lita. This program is also available in your favorite podcast app. Until next time, for Lita Brooks, I'm Derek Hayes, and you've been listening to Status Life with Lita on Business Radio X.